producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Right after the show, when I have to go out and take somebody to a doctor's appointment, I will be going with a G-Code, and there will be a weapon in the G-Code, and I will be very highly confident. Is that even grammatically correct? I will be highly confident that that weapon will stay securely in the G-code unless I need to pull it out. That's why I choose them. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. You know, we do, you know, the NRA is one of the, is the biggest impediment standing in the way most of the time. They should be bigger. They're not. We should endeavor to make them bigger. That's what I'm trying to do now. And joining me once again, amongst the other things that he does, because Sean Maloney is out there killing Bambi's big cousin elk, is Tim Knight, one of the board members of the NRA board. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Have you seen, and I'm sure you have you seen how they say they're going to politicize the Umpqua Community College shooting?
Indeed, indeed they are. You know, I think, speaking for myself, I think that American people are tired of politicizing something and they're ready for some result. I think that they're wanting to see a result, not a promise, not a talk, not another law or another line or something else that's simply not going to do anything.
Right. I saw the other day, and I don't remember what television show it was on, but it was one of those talking head shows. You know, every Sunday, that's where we have to rehash and make sense out of things. And some, I think he works for the New York Times, Mark Halperin, absolute liberal rag, was out there. And Charles W. Cook from the National Review was on there. And they were talking about gun control, and Cook was like, okay, fine, what have you got in mind? Which was the single, I don't know if that's ever been asked before in those terms, in that kind of a blunt, easy, short-form question, but I thought that was brilliant. And the honest truth for all of them is they have nothing in mind, do they?
No, they don't, simply based on the fact that they've actually not proposed anything that would do anything. That you ask, what results are we going to get here? Where are you going? And generally it's, well, I don't know. We should get a committee together. We should do something. Well, what committee have they been doing? Nothing. The reality is that it's an emotional violin that they're playing, and it's unfortunate because, Bill, you as well as I and anyone else listening knows that when these things happen, it upsets all of us. Nobody likes it. No one. And it is time for solutions, and I'm sure some of your listeners are aware of some of the things that certain states are doing. In Utah, they have a program through sheriff's offices where schools are getting the choice to arm themselves, and the sheriff's department will help them. And some schools have school resource officers. And in Ohio, there's a program, according to state law, that allows teachers to be armed after a pretty extensive training program. So there are solutions out there. There really are. And couple of years ago, everyone remembers the National Rifle Association saying that they were going to be part of the solution too, and they actually have been working for the past 2 years on just such a program called School Shield. And to grow even that program is difficult because it takes a while to do it. But it is, and I'll be glad to go into what it is, but you know, there are things being done, and you know, they're not necessarily getting all the attention that they maybe need and deserve, but there are people and groups doing things to get stuff done as opposed to just talking.
Does, you know, I look at certain instances now. Garland, Texas would have been a terrorist attack had it happened. But these guys decided to attack an armed place. They had assets in place that were armed and willing to engage them. That's a big part of being armed. You got to be willing to engage them. And that was such a fail for the gunman. Why aren't we on our side pulling back and saying, this is what can happen with competence and guns mixed together?
Indeed.
Because that's what Sean's setting up in Ohio. That's what you're setting up with the NRA. We're setting up places where you're going to train these people, the teachers or whatever they may be, and they're going to be trained and honed like a fine edge knife to a degree of competency that's going to put them way above anybody coming in to be a spree shooter.
Right.
And these spree shooters, if they're stupid enough to enter them, which I'm presuming that they would also be very well advertised that we're armed and we will kill you if you come in. If they still manage to go in there, they're going to get killed pretty quick in a very definitive way.
Yeah, you're right. But what we're trying to do is make it so that people don't even think, well, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to a school. I'm going to go to a gun-free zone because, A, it's not a gun-free zone, and, B, boy, if I'm really trying to accomplish and, you know, make a name for myself, as it were, I'm not going to do it there.
Right.
Nobody wants it anywhere, but putting up the sign that, you know, people always say, well, you know, why aren't these laws working? And, I, you know, the real challenge, are you going to put a gun-free zone in front of your house? No, why would I do that? Right. So why would you do it in front of a school where there's a concentration of more children or more people or a church? You know, this affects all of us, and the solutions that have been put forward so far, at least nationally, haven't worked. And that's what is so great about the whole state idea, is that all these experiments are and can work. And school districts shouldn't be told how to handle their problems, but they should be assisted in solutions. And that's the difference. The federal government is not being an assistant in solutions. All they're wanting to do is get, you know, make the line further away from the school and put up bigger signs and say, don't come here louder. Well, none of those things work, ever.
Let me ask you a question. One of the things I see constantly, and they're wanting to, Clinton, who's talking now like she's already been elected president, but she's got her plans, she's wanting to repeal the law that makes it illegal to sue gun companies and ammunition companies and places like that. And that's a consumable good type of thing where nobody should be sued for somebody using something incorrectly. And you're not going to have time to answer this. I want you to mull this over. But would it be prudent, since we've tried everything on our side, there's so much evidence on our side that arming teachers and arming citizens and allowing this to happen is good for society. Do we need to, should somebody be suing Umpqua? Should the families of the Umpqua, I believe in Oregon, they have the choice as to whether or not they're a gun-free zone, and Umpqua chose to be a gun-free zone. Should we be bringing suit against these places that say you can't defend yourself, but no, we're not going to provide any defense for you? We've created a barrel. Be fish, get in, swim. You don't have time to answer that, so if you will, mull that over.
Okay.
Tim Knight is a board member of the NRA. He is one of the leaders on the ground in Colorado during the grassroots recall, where they completely deposed three despot politicians. Wherever he goes, when he walks into the room, everybody looks up, sort of like E.F. Hutton. He'll be right back. I'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code has something called the Contact Series. This is a collision of Kydex and tactical nylon, the likes of which you've never seen before. They have the chest rigs. They have the belts already set up and configured. You can, this is just This is modularity realized. I call them modularity personified. This is modularity realized. Check out the Contact series by going to tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, which it's really hard to say what he does because he just creates chaos anywhere he goes. In a good way, is from the NRA, which is the one thing he is attached to all the time, is Tim Knight. Tim, I asked you before the break, should we be suing organizations that create gun-free zones and then there's a spree shooting there? Should we be suing them out of existence? Given the fact that, I mean, we saw this frivolous suit the other day with Lucky Gunner,
mm-hmm.
where the Brady Bunch convinced some parents from Aurora to sue Lucky Gunner for selling James Holmes ammo, which at the time, James Holmes was as deserving to buy ammo as anybody out there on that particular day. Nobody knew about the simmering under the surface mental mess that he was. And by all appearances, he appeared to be like any other citizen walking around. And, you know, Lucky Gunner does cater to bulk people, so they sold him some bulk ammo, I guess, and they sued him, except that was illegal because there's a law against suing them for that. The ammunition wasn't defective. It didn't explode in the boxes and cause people to get shot in the movie theater at Aurora. It was shot by a gunman. They lost, and now the parents are on the hook for $200,000 plus of legal fees, and they're making a lot of political hay out of it, but they're still on the hook for it. Do we need to be suing these guys that create these gun-free zones?
No, I don't think so. I mean, of course, that's a personal choice, but honestly, I think that the results in court and tying it up is not the answer. I think that the answer is that citizens need to demand that their legislatures change the laws to allow more freely. And I do realize that the campus in Oregon did allow that. Ultimately, every campus belongs to the students because they're the ones paying to do it. And I think that they need to demand that their children and or anyone attending the school be allowed to be safe, whatever that is. But I don't think the courts are the way to go. I think that's going to tie it up. I think that that's going to muddy the waters. I'm just not convinced that's the way to go.
Should there be, I see what you're saying, right? I do see what you're saying. But, like here in South Carolina, okay, in businesses can prohibit me from carrying a gun, and their signs that they prohibit me with do carry the force of law behind them. So if I have to go in somewhere and they have the sign up, I'm either breaking the law, which, let's be honest, in most cases I'm going to do that, or I'm leaving the gun somewhere else. And then when I walk through that door, 9 times out of 10, they have nothing there in the way of protection. If I go to the law enforcement center, I'm not supposed to take my gun in there, but I'm surrounded by cops.
Right.
And when I go to the law enforcement center, it's not because I'm being locked up, it's because I'm probably going to go see a cop. So I have a reason to believe that I might have some semblance of protection in there. Unless the Terminator shows up or something. And a courthouse, same way, you still got lots of cops around you. But if I'm going into a restaurant, no, they have nothing there. They have alcohol there. They have big screen TVs there. They have there's one called the Carolina Ale House here in South Carolina. Their claim to fame is they have more ways to get into their restaurant than anybody else out there. So somebody can come in armed to the teeth to shoot the place up, and we will not see him until I'm getting shot in the middle chewing on a wing. And my choices are to either not go or to go and break the law. And in the event that something like that happens, I do think that somebody should be, my opinion is that some of these guys need to be made to pay, because even though I agree with you that tying it up in the courts is not the thing to do, how many people get, how many people get killed in gun-free zones?
And I think making the importance of the gun-free zone is, we choose not to accept the fact that, I mean, sure, as a business owner, as a private individual, you can say, I don't want guns here. Okay, well, then I choose not to spend my dollars there. I think that
right.
The concerted economic effort of getting people to not go there and to understand, hey, there are consequences here, and letting people understand that is a stronger, more powerful message. It's just, as you know, people don't think about that. Well, I'm just going to go have some drinks and watch some football. Okay, well, if you're going to have drinks, you probably shouldn't have a gun. But if you're just going to go watch some football and have some wings and have a root beer, okay, well, you know, I'm in. I shouldn't have to put my weapon in the car or leave it at home. But I think that people need to be voting with their dollars. I think that there needs to be more hay made of the fact that these gun-free zones aren't safe, good for their customers. And that's the direction we should be taking. We should use the court of public opinion to say, no, I'm not going to go to that place. And I know there are a couple of apps on smartphones, and I actually had a gentleman ask me, are we, you know, as a national organization or as a national group or someone making an app that points out who supports my rights and who doesn't so far as the Second Amendment is concerned? And I think that's the best way, Bill, to really approach this, because that's the thing that's going to hurt them most. That's the thing that's going to bring attention to this. And, you know, it seems so far removed. You think, well, that happened in Oregon. Well, they thought that in other places, too. They thought that in Sandy Hook. That can never happen here. Or they thought that in Chattanooga, where I currently live. Oh, that kind of stuff just doesn't happen here. Well, you know, eventually it's got to get personal for us, even if we don't live in those places. And we need to start making decisions. I don't eat in restaurants that put up that sign in Tennessee, A, because I can't go in there, but B, I'm not going to spend my money. And I think that that's what we need to start doing and telling them, hey, you know what, I'm not safe. And they look at you like, how could that be? And I'm like, your sign doesn't stop bad people. Legislation's not going to stop bad people. That's where we need, I think, is the best place, is the court of public opinion.
Yeah, there's one thing that I do like about what happens in South Carolina is that whenever that does happen, where especially restaurants, because we just got to, we only just got to where in a place that serves alcohol, you can carry a gun. You can't drink, but you can carry your gun. And a lot of these guys decided to take the moral high ground and say, well, I'm going to put up a gun-free zone sign. And every time that happens, they make the news.
Yeah.
But coming up on the next break let's talk about the SHIELD program when we get back. Let's talk about what that is and how you're pushing that out there to eliminate gun-free zones. When we get back, I haven't allowed you to really speak on that subject yet, so let's do that. My guest this hour from the NRA is Tim Knight. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass Only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. They're never going to be content to rest upon their laurels. If you go and look at their product line, you will see things that you're not going to see anywhere else. They're not copying anybody. They're setting the standard. Whether it's the DC3 line, the Scorpion line, the Contact series, doesn't matter. Seeing is believing. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from everywhere, currently a board member with the NRA, is Tim Knight. Now, you and Sean do a lot of work together, and you guys are looking at every way possible to make schools safer. What is the way that you're working on? I know it's not exclusive because you and Sean do a lot of things that there's a lot of bodies of water that mix the waters with you guys. So what is it? What is the SHIELD program that you referenced earlier?
Program is what the NRA promised to do 2 years ago.
Right.
Which was create a program to help harden schools. Now, that everyone immediately said, well, the NRA is trying to arm teachers. The NRA, in this particular case, is not trying to arm teachers. They're trying to give schools options by giving them security assessments so that they can go to a school and say, look, these things should be done to secure your school. They're not telling you to buy any individual product or to arm or not arm your teachers. What they're doing is kind of giving you that overview. And a lot of people see this and say, well, how much is that going to cost? Well, the cost is $0. The implementation of the program is a little more difficult in that the NRA has spent the last 2 years creating this amazing program so that they can go to a local sheriff's office, the NRA, and give a training from all these people, all these consultants that worked under Asa Hutchinson, to look at a school from the outside in, everything from talking to teachers to the ground to how doors lock to are there videos, our video systems, and taking that whole plan and giving the school a confidential report back that they can use to implement this, to implement hardening of the school, to look at how they can be part of the solution. And it can be from before they even put the first brick in the ground to schools that currently exist, public and private. Now, the NRA has just done its first assessor program, and those are the law enforcement officers. It was done in Middle Tennessee about a month and a half ago, and there were 15 officers in the class, and they – and I went along with them. I took the class with them. We went to a couple of schools, and we looked at everything, and we did assessments, and we were shown – look, this can improve. This can be improved. We can do that. You can load buses differently. You can, you know, put, you know, fix your fence here. But what it did was change the way that the school and the school district looked at how they're protecting their kids and put that in the forefront, even more in the forefront of how you can do this and make that not a target of opportunity. And this, people say, well, gosh, Tim, how do we get that in our community? Well, this is the difficult part, is how is that funded to get those officers trained? And, Bill, I know you do. You have those Friends of the NRA dinners. Those Friends of the NRA dinners can fund these trainers to come in for not too much money and teach 15 to 20 of these officers at a time so that they can then go out to their school districts and their schools and provide these reports. And then that people start asking the questions after they get the report. Okay, well, I should put up a fence. Our school wants to look at armed teachers and do these things. It's starting to ask those questions. So what it is a way for those schools to pick up a report and start asking the questions. What can we do? What should we do? What's right for our school? There's certain situations. It's creating the useful conversation afterwards with a very detailed report. And that is what the NRA is trying to do, is not – talk, but actually provide. And the NRA makes no money providing these trainings. They just have to get the trainers on the ground and there. And that program's going to take a while to grow. And that's what I'm getting involved in doing, is letting departments know that this exists and NRA members to know what how these things are funded, where this money comes from. And over the next couple of years, that's what I'm going to do, is bring that awareness to the schools and to the departments as to how we all become part of the solution, not just talk.
Now, let me ask you a question. When they came out and they were looking at the SHIELD program and they said this is the NRA wanting to arm teachers, shouldn't somebody ask the question, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, absolutely, because it has worked in Ohio, and it has worked in other states like Utah and Texas. What is wrong with that? And the NRA is not saying don't do that if that's right for your school. What they're saying is, we're going to provide the training to ask the questions. The NRA is not going to be in the business of actually arming the teachers. It's just to give the options. And you're right. We should be saying, what's right for our school? Well, some schools are fortunate enough to be able to pay for school resource officers, and they interact with the kids, and they understand what's going on, and they're not directing traffic. They interact with the kids, and they're well aware of what's going on. Well, that's a blessing. That's great. I mean, that's honestly awesome. But sometimes that's not enough, or sometimes they can't afford that. These are the options. These are the things we should be demanding. When our kid gets on that bus every morning, they should be safe till they get back home. And we need to create a culture of we need to create a reality of safety, not just a promise of safety.
Right.
And that is what changing the culture of that is, a long-term thing, because everyone's going to say, well, we don't need this or we don't need that or it can never happen here. Well, the reality is that we know it can, unfortunately. So being part of that solution, I'm approaching my sheriff's department to become a reserve officer, to let other officers know, because they're going to listen to someone who has a badge, and the fact that I'm an NRA board member may or may not help, I don't know, but I want to show them, because like you, I'm the best way I can show people how to do things is to do it myself. Now, I'm not going to be doing the school assessments directly, but I'm going to be letting other departments know, facilitating the understanding that this is important, that this is how we do this. This is how we ask that question. It's just, it's a good way to start that plan. I mean, how do we, you know, how do you climb a mountain? Well, you have to plan to climb the mountain. And I think a lot of people don't, they look at this large problem we have, they see it as a mountain, and we're going to talk about it. Okay, let's actually come up with a plan. And that's what the National School Shield is. It's a plan on how to address what might be right for your school or not. And everyone's perception is, okay, well, we're going to get charged $10,000 for that. No, we're not going to get charged $10,000 for that. It's going to be free to the schools that do it. Now, we as communities need to encourage our sheriff's departments to ask and literally call the NRA and say, look, we want to know more about School Shield. We would like to host a training. And the NRA will work on it. Well, this is what we can fly our people in to do that, because they need to eat and they're going to need a hotel room and et cetera. So that is what the School Shield is doing. And they're growing that trainer base to be able to go out and do that. And I met a lot of these people, and they are very enthusiastic about this. This is something that will grow no matter what, but the demand for it is really based on the fact that can we support it? And that is the Friends of the NRA dinners and how those grants are written inside each one of the states to ask for the money from Friends of the NRA dinners. That's how Friends of the NRA dinners work. Money, 50% of that money stays local to the state, and those grants can come from there to get these trainers in state. And this ties law enforcement to being more involved in the schools, and the law enforcement knowing schools, public and private. So
hang on for me. I was too busy listening to you. I wasn't paying attention. You hang on for me one more time. We'll be right back. My guest today is Tim Knight. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code is a brand of holster I run for there's a lot of reasons I run it. One, because it's unbreakable. I don't have to worry about the lifetime warranty because I can't break them. I have broken one, they fixed it. And I didn't break it. I just got petroleum stuff on it and it ate it away. There's nothing in the guarantee about chemical intervention, you know. But that's all beside the point. I run their stuff because it is completely modular and I can run it wherever I need to, whenever I need to do it. Thank you, Rapid Transition Interface. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour has been, and we will close out with him, Tim Knight from the NRA board. And we've been talking about a variety of things. Now, as we go forward, have you seen the posters where they talk about the evil hold the NRA has on Washington D.C. and how you guys spent $20 million getting certain people elected so that mentally ill patients and criminals can still get their hands on guns? Have you seen that?
I have. You know, the evil hold that everyone says they have, it may be a hold, but it's a hold of members still, as you know. I mean, everyone thinks that the NRA is this great mystery. No, what they're bothering not to do is to dig in and understand the NRA. The NRA is guided, is legally responsible, is bored to control to guide and ultimately to choose the leadership of the NRA to run it on a daily basis. That's what a board does. And people say, well, I want this and I want that and I want change. Yeah? Okay, well, the people you are electing to the board, the members who are electing to the board, they control that graph. They control the direction of the NRA. So when people say, well, I want change, I want difference, or you can't possibly get on the board. You know, I want to be on the board. Okay, well, run for the board. People say, well, you can't do that. It's all insiders and this, that, and the other. Well, A, that's not true because I'm not an insider as someone would define it. And I ran a grassroots campaign to get on the NRA board. But at the same time, you know, I had to do my homework. I had to understand. I had to get in. And I also have learned what it takes to get stuff done. And that's the kind of people that I find on the NRA board. They all bring this amazing, you've got people in publishing, and you've got all these people on all these committees inside the NRA running the direction of the board. So, yes, it's a graph, but it's a graph determined by the member still. And that is what people fail to see is, I don't vote. My vote doesn't matter. It matters. Only about 60 to 100,000, depending on the year, people actually vote inside the NRA to determine what and who's on their board. Okay,
yeah.
Well, folks, this is your chance. If you want to be part of that graph, everyone says it's so evil. Well, you know what? The members are demanding these things. They want change. They want this in there. So be that part. I mean, I'm Sean. I can speak to Sean Maloney because Sean Maloney's not on the phone today. He's out hunting. He's running for the board again. He's part of that voice as to who does what that graph is. We should be proud of that graph. We should be proud that they are feared, because what it ultimately is people spending their money and their time saying, I want to be part of that organization because they get stuff done. And if you want them to get more stuff done or different stuff done, I then refer you back to the board again. The board is a direct reflection of what the NRA does. Always.
Now, the board complexion is changing, isn't it? I mean, you and Sean you're not the normal board member that we've come to know. There's been people from outside the gun industry come in and they get to be a board member, and maybe they have a degree of celebrity somewhere else. You guys are actually sort of a tip of a spear of a whole new movement in that direction, in that you have accomplished things outside of the NRA board and continue to accomplish things outside of the NRA board. You are doers. Is that about right? I mean, are you guys getting surrounded by people like that, like yourselves?
You know, what I found when I actually got in the door is, is that there are people from industry, of course, inside there. There are people who are competitive shooters inside there. They are, again, as a reflection of what we're seeing. What Sean and I are, and a couple of other board members, are reflections of what the members are seeing. And I guess the best way to answer this is that Sean and Maloney and I are both very much grassroots people. We go on the road, we go out there, and we do grassroots stuff. Not to say that other board members don't get involved in what they do, because they do. What we're seeing is that there's a shift towards grassroots on the board, in the sense of a couple of seats have gone to grassroots people. It doesn't mean Sean Maloney and I don't competitive shoot or hunt. We do those things. But this is that shift that is happening. A few seats are moving towards the perception of more grassroots involvement, and that's what Sean Maloney and I are a reflection of, is that they want to see board members out doing that kind of stuff and being involved with the members in that way. So, there are some fascinating and amazing doers on the NRA board. A lot of people ask me, well, have you met Tom Selleck and have you met other such people? Great people, awesome. The person who sits behind me at the board is Ollie North, and I have to tell you, he's one of the most genuine, nice guys, get stuff done, shake your hand, look you in the eye, and you go, this guy's a doer. He is a doer, and he's doing what he does best, is speaking to people, and some of them are very emotional commercials that he gets out there, and Ollie North attends every committee meeting and comes to almost every board meeting, and he's there. He's involved, and he's engaged. I would say to people out there looking at their ballots and wanting to get involved and being involved in that grip that you talked about, what do you want in that grip? When you shake somebody's hand, what do you want to see? Who do you want? That is, I guess, how the board is changing. And I see board members who are talking about, well, I want to get some stuff done and I want to go. That is where it's going to happen. There are some younger people running for the board this current year. And there's some people who bring experience. Well, we want some of both. So it's a real important question. I think a lot more gun owners and NRA members who have a vote in the NRA need to start focusing on that. What kind of NRA do I want? And I'm going to vote for that. And, I don't necessarily think you should discount someone who's been sitting there for a long time, but you should probably take a real good look at the biography of people who are running for the board, to be fair. I think that's the true indicator of where things are going and where things are.
Nothing wrong with refresh here and there, is there?
No, there isn't. And that's what we have to look at. I know people demand more. The NRA is a very complicated association. I mean, it's a civil rights organization. It's a it's a training organization. It's a political organization. I mean, you'd be amazed if you sat and looked at the actual org chart as to what they do. It's amazing, and it really takes a lot to keep that all moving. And everyone's like, "Well, I," and people get mad at me when they say, "Well, I'm an NRA member, but I never got the hat." Though I know, like you, I didn't join the NRA to get a hat. I will stand with any NRA member, and I certainly will listen to their concerns. But we all do need to partake in our organization or association, and we need to be part of the solution. So that's my challenge to everyone: is do your homework, get out there, get involved, and be proud of the grip we have, and be proud of the fear that we place in that politicians might be afraid to do the wrong thing. We want people to always be afraid to do the wrong thing, and if you're part of that, and partaking in that, we should be proud, because these are our rights, and we task the NRA with defending them, but the NRA also needs your help in getting involved, and that's really where this all goes. Be part of the grip we have.
See, I'm so happy that you use some of the same terminology I like. I like inducing fear. I like striking that in their heart. Unfortunately, we are dealing with liberals who seem to be quite tone deaf, so it's a constant process, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, we need to be talking to our own. A lot of people say, well, the NRA doesn't represent me. And I say, well, you know, and I literally draw out an org chart, and I say, you don't believe in doing all these things? Well, and they said, well, I've never been shown that. Okay, well, if I'm part of your education, then I'm glad. When I hand people my business cards, people see my card and they say, so are you part of the state board or something? I'm like, no, that's the national board. They're like, so you're talking to me? I'm like, absolutely, why would I not talk to you? You know, I'm a person just like you, and I just have blessed to have the time to get involved and make a difference. But you know what, sir, whoever that is or ma'am, I do this because of you. And they look at me like, really? I'm like, yeah, because I don't get paid to do this. I do this for free, and then it floors me. Yeah. I do this for the right reason.
We have run out of time, Tim. We will do this again. I will be in touch very soon. Thank you for joining me today.
Always a pleasure.
Folks, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Come on up and kiss me. Come on up and kiss me.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.